to the Back to Basic Cooking Series 101. In today's post, we're going to learn how to boil an egg. It sounds so simple, but there is an art to it. Most importantly, when it comes to cooking, we all have to start from humble beginnings and somewhere. So if you're a whiz in the kitchen, you're going to find this post quite easy and the content to be quite familiar. Otherwise, by the end of this post, we're going to learn how to make soft and hard boiled eggs, which you can eventually use to prepare a lot of different type of recipes. It's a really good foundation to begin with because eggs are quite a versatile ingredient. Before we get invested in the post, we're going to first look at how to check if an egg is fresh. When it comes to making eggs, such as scrambling or poaching eggs, you want to make sure that they're fresh. And a way to do that is to observe the egg yolk, as the egg yolk should stand high whilst the white part is connected to it cohesively. Another trick is to get a glass of cold water and gently place the egg into the water. If the egg sinks to the bottom of the glass, the egg is fresh and it's okay to consume. If the egg falls at the bottom, but it's tilted in a slightly upright position, that means that it's suitable for hard-boiling eggs. If the egg floats on top, you might want to check the egg by cracking it open and making sure there's no funky or foul smells and not so that the color doesn't look off. When the egg floats, what happens is eventually the air pockets inside the egg, it becomes more significant as the water is released and then it's been replaced by the air. And that's because eggs naturally by nature, they're slightly porous. So over time, when the eggs are not being used, the air is going to enter and this results in a larger air pocket. And it leads to eggs acting as a buoyancy aid. While there are many ways of checking if eggs are fresh, the best way is to always follow the best before dates on the packages and to use them as soon as possible. One common troubleshoot is the green ring, which is around the egg yolk of the boiled egg. So like with other foods, rice gets burnt, the meat becomes dry, and boiled eggs become discolored, which is a sign that the egg has been cooked a little too long. Because of this, the iron from the egg yolk, it reacts with the hydrogen sulfide from the albumin. A little bit of food science and chemistry for you. This results in a greenish-gray coloring in between the yolk and the albumin. Using water with a high level of iron, it might also be the culprit as well. So there are two solutions. The first one is to reduce the time to boil the eggs and immediately run the eggs under cold water, preventing them from overcooking. A second option is to consider using filter water, and that is if you know that your water contains high levels of iron. Now onto the recipe. This is an easy no-fuss method for getting perfectly cooked soft or hard-boiled eggs every time. And this recipe is from Lisa Byron. She has a YouTube and also does amazing posts when it comes to recipes. So I highly recommend that you check her resources and recipes out as well. The first step is using a medium-sized pot. You want to allow the water to boil. Make sure that there's enough water so that it covers the eggs around an inch. Secondly, as you're waiting for the water to boil, you want to collect the eggs from either your fridge or in the storage and place them on the counter and prepare the ice water bath using a large bowl. This will become a very important step in the future stages. Thirdly, when the water has reached its boiling point, you want to reduce the heat to low. Using a skimmer, add the eggs slowly into the water. The fourth step is using a timer to cook the eggs for around 6 to 7 minutes for soft-boiled eggs and 12 to 14 minutes for hard-boiled eggs. Once the eggs have been cooked about your preferred time, you'll want to remove the eggs using the skimmer and submerge them into the ice water bath immediately to prevent them from cooking further. Lastly, you'll peel your eggs and enjoy. So that was a really simple and easy way of ensuring that your eggs are perfectly boiled every time. If you did get a chance to make this recipe, leave a comment below or share a photo on Instagram. Don't forget to tag at @thatsafrotastic or use the hashtag @thatsafrotastic as well. Once again, thank you so much for listening and have a wonderful week. Bye for now.